City of Tampa seems to have a problem with gun violence lately. As WUSF's Joselise Ramos reports, police and City Hall are stepping up their efforts to bring that rate back down.
There have been 21 murders so far this year compared to the 13 murders this time last year. That's why the City of Tampa is trying different ways to decrease gun violence this summer. Andrea Davis is with the Tampa Police Department.
It's just this particular spike in violent crime is obviously very concerning. So we're doing even more than what we traditionally do. We want to have that very visible police presence to deter some of this violent crime.
Tampa police will use funds from a federal grant they received last year to increase patrols through East and West Tampa, where a higher concentration of the gun violence is happening. The money will cover officers' overtime for the extra patrols. Davis says people should speak up if they have any information, even if they think it's just a rumor. Calling the Crime Stoppers line is anonymous.
So there's really no excuse for people in the community not to get involved in what's going on in their neighborhood and standing up to the bullies committing these crimes.
Mayor Bob Buckhorn has extended the hours at local recreation centers and gave more scholarships to cover summer camp costs, the idea being to give young ones a place to be throughout the summer rather than on the streets. Tampa police also held a gun buyback program recently that ended up collecting 521 firearms. Joselise Ramos, WUSF 89.7 News.